Hello, this is Petros Alex, and I'm here with
Nikki Pinka
and Mikey Grabel.
And today we're going to talk a little bit about ourselves.
So our first question, if you could play any other sport besides the one you're playing right now, what would it be and why?
For me, it would definitely be basketball. Growing up, I would always play with like my friends, but I never really played in actual like leagues or anything. But in high school, I really got into it because some of my buddies were good basketball players, so we'd always go to the high school games, and the crowd and the atmosphere was always so fun. And everyone would go, our whole school would always fill out the gym, and we were really good. And I was always like, dang, I wish I could have that like crowd like watching me. And like in tennis, we don't really get a crowd as much, so. Yeah, definitely basketball, the thrill of it, like even just playing with like my friends in the backyard, it was always just so fun. You run a ton, and like the alley-oops, the crazy tricks, the crazy layups, it was always just a blast playing it. So
did you like the running?
I like running, yeah. It was a good time, like sweating, it was just fun. Like I hate like track or cross country, but like running for a purpose was, and basketball, like you run a lot, so yeah, I liked it. It was fun.
That's fair.
Nice. For myself, it would definitely be baseball. Baseball is definitely my first love. You know, I was younger, I started playing when I was 5 or 6, something like that. You know, I just always had a deep passion and love for the game. Probably just because my best friend played too, and we always were on the same team, and we're always, you know, the top players on the team. It was just a super fun environment to be around, and his dad was a coach. So that was a big influence on why baseball was probably my favorite sport for a while, and it honestly probably still is my favorite sport. Obviously, I don't play it still, but it was always just something that I just love to do, love to throw in the cap and just play in the sun and have a good time swinging the bat and throwing the ball around a little bit.
And as you're sitting here, you do look like a baseball player. You have the Dude, Royals really hat, the flat bill, you have the chain, the three-quartered sleeve Under Armour shirt. It's great.
I do. I still try to look the part.
There you go. My sport would probably be hockey. I mean, I was a horrible skater. Was called Gary the Snail on a regular basis. But you know what? I tried. I liked the game. And I think softball was just probably the sport that I should be playing. So, all right. For our next question, if you could meet any professional athlete, past or present, who would you meet and why?
For me, it would definitely be Kobe Bryant. I grew up a Lakers fan. We would always watch him. And, yeah, like, what he could do, and, like, he could score at any time. He was just, like, the most hardworking guy out there. He just loved the game of basketball. He didn't care about the media. He didn't care about anything besides winning. And, like, nowadays when we watch NBA, there's a lot more, like, drama and stuff. And he was all business, no drama. He just wanted to win. And I respect that so much. And yeah, when he passed away, it was hard for me. So definitely, definitely Kobe Bryant.
For myself, it would definitely be Jackie Robinson. I mean, it's pretty self-explanatory what he did for the game of baseball, what he did for the African-American culture. It was just, you know, he was bigger than just a baseball player. And I'd love to just sit down and pick apart his brain on, you know, how he handled all that adversity, how he stuck through it, how he kind of just adapted and overcame something, you know, such a horrible time within, you know, baseball, and that time of, you know, segregation and stuff like that. And I don't know, it was just pretty, pretty remarkable, to be honest, that one man could change the game of baseball for the African American culture forever. So it was pretty sweet. I'd love to meet him and, you know, pick apart his brain.
He's definitely a good one.
Yeah.
My all-time idol is Scott Niedermeyer, but I have had the opportunity to, like, talk to him and stuff like that. But on the baseball side, probably Jason Veritek. He was a catcher for the Red Sox. He won a World Series, and he was the captain of their team. He just embodied, like, the leader that I've always wanted to be, and he really came through when the team needed him. So I think it would be really cool to kind of meet him and understand his logic.
All right, guys, that's all we have for today. I'm Mikey Grabel.
This is Petro Alex.
And Nikki Pika.
And thank you for listening. Have a good one.